Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
It's as predictable as death and taxes, and almost as exciting. I'm talking about candidates filing for office at the start of the new campaign season. With much fanfare, they set off on their quest to hijack our TVs with political ads, stuff our mailboxes full to overflowing with political mailers, and beat on our doors so that they can tell us face-to-face that they are the best candidate. I even had one follow me around for 3 days one year while I was elk hunting. Of course, he was my best friend and hunting partner, but that's beside the point. He still felt the need to seal the deal and ask for my vote. I think I said he could have my vote if he gave me the rest of his beef jerky. And it doesn't end there. One of our kids is a member of the House of Representatives, and she's been known to campaign when the family gets together for Sunday dinner. I think her campaign manager told her that you can't leave anything to chance, especially when it comes to family. I find myself wondering if I was that pesky when I used to campaign. No, couldn't have been. Now, obviously I'm joking, but as of yesterday, the starting gun has sounded and candidates are off to the races. Sometimes it would be nice if this was purely a spectator sport, but it's not, and it's not meant to be. It's one of the greatest privileges that we have as Americans. 3 weeks ago, I was with persecuted Christians in a communist country, and they desperately wish that they had what we have. Unfortunately, far too often, we take it for granted. Yes, candidates can be annoying, and I'm all for fewer campaign ads, but remember, we created this monster. Until just recently, Election Day was Election Day, and you had to have a valid reason to vote early. Campaign budgets were smaller because everything built to a crescendo the weekend before Election Day. Now, with early absentee voting, Election Day has become Election Month. Voting starts 30 days prior to Election Day, so candidates, in terms of advertising, need to raise enough money to go up and stay up for 45 days before Election Day. And if they have a primary, they have to do that twice. That's 90 days of hardcore advertising. No wonder it seems like we're inundated. The advertising that used to peak just before Election Day now lasts for 3 months of the year. And once again, we asked for it when we changed the voting cycle. Despite the annoying downside, it's still one of the best systems in the world, and it's up to us to engage. We have no right to complain if we refuse to vote or run for office. And speaking of running for office, there are still plenty of seats open for those who want to try to make a difference. Everyone looks at the legislature, but don't forget about the local offices. These are just as important, and you don't have to leave home to serve. The left has begun targeting school boards and city councils in an attempt to move their agenda at the local level. This has resulted in sex education beginning in kindergarten in Helena and pro-homosexual laws being passed in Helena and Missoula. If you're interested in running for office, give us a call. We can tell you how to get started. Your involvement could make a difference, and now's the time to jump in. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.